yesterday I was talking about Harun Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So one of his khadims was here. So he's telling me some of the experiences that he saw. So that khadim would take him for the dialysis to Al Qadi Hospital. Right. And that khadim is saying, I know about this dialysis, right? Man, after the dialysis, 3 hours, he is totally exhausted. He can't, he just want to sleep. But Mawla will insist on the khadim, at that time he can't walk because of the wheelchair. That you take me in the hospital, that meet all the sick people. And the 30 mistook sick people will go, give them some words of comfort, make dua for them and leave. But you see that he's squatting, right? And then he'll have a little bit of humor also, but there's a lesson in the humor. He says, now do the bank balance. What bank balance is for you, Mawla? The bank balance is this, that we met 30 people, right? And for every person that you met, you got 70,000 malaika engaged making dua for you. So do the maths now. Do the maths. Then you give you another experience. Says, right. Now you're getting this load shedding and all that. So you got people buying generators, right? So one case came to Morana. With this load shedding and all, right? So he's got the generator and he's got his windows closed. So everything is working in his house. Neighbor doesn't have the generator, so his windows are open, right? He can't stand the heat. So his windows are open. But now he's getting the brunt of his generator. That thing is roaring. So he's screaming about the neighbor, what the neighbor is doing. And the neighbor says, well, it's my property, I'm doing it, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Other case came to Morana. Now look how beautifully he handled the whole thing. He said, we mustn't fall into this because this is politics. Then he said, you see, what is the Islamic mindset? Islamic mindset is that what are my duties towards my neighbor? The secular mindset is what are my rights? And the Islamic thinking is what are my duties towards my neighbor? If both thought like this, then it would have been a breeze in the park. Because this person here that's got the generator, he would have provided one line to his neighbor. Right? You also use, I'll use. So will he complain now? Hey, I'm enjoying it now. No lights, no fan. At least I've got one line, some fan I can work, and some lights I can work. My house is buzzing, alhamdulillah. Would you have any problem? No problem. But then you just need to adjust the mind a little bit, and you'll get things working. But that is now the Islamic spirit. The secular Western spirit is now my rights. I'm always right. My right must be secured. Nobody was trampled. My right. See how, what a world of a difference in the thinking. See. So, this time is very limited. In this short time, what can we do? Then, he says, Mona is passing, he's going back home. He says, oh, let's go through Browns Avenue. We'll go home, buy a home. Now, the driver is telling me that, Khadim, what is Mona, buy a home, hey, what's this? So he said, Mona is very anxious for sawab. Any sawab, but he's very anxious, very anxious to get it. And he won't feel shy to encourage you as well. So he said, no, you're going to Browns Avenue, now you go by the Qabristan. You don't have to stop, but read some Quran Sharif, Trisham Kulwallah. You get one Quran sawab and pass it on, and let's move home then after. So that's our home also, and that's our home as well. But these people that belong to our home, Muslims that belong to our home, let's show some act of kindness to them as well. You see this consideration, kindness. Then he says, no, you know, this poor vendors on the road, standing with hawkers and all, right? Hawkers, sometimes you're getting these people carrying in the baskets, carrying baskets and all that. So, Mulana would do as though he's buying the whole thing. He's people that be selling broom, someone selling fruit, or some other thing, 200 rand, all right. Give me that ticket, 200 rand. Now, I gave the 200 rand as though he took the thing, so all right, take the whole parcel, and you go and carry on your business. Now, doesn't that sound nice? That moment, that person already said, I sold my whole thing, I got my money for it. But now, isn't there additional excitement? Hey, I got my things back. So I've only got 200 rand, I'll make 400 rand of this thing. See, an additional sawab. You bring a cheer to a person, to a Muslim, to a human being, you bring some cheer. Allah grant us tawfiq.